punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's the Day in Ag with Jill and Jimmy. It's going to be a fun day. Jill comes in all hyped up, got her Grover little monthly mail in her dad gave her, and she's thinking TikTok.
Hey, I think it's a great idea.
Hey, looks like he's doing good.
Yeah.
What did you say, 7 million or
7.5 million views.
Golly, that's a lot. That's way more than I get here. Anyway, welcome to the show today, Jill. Jill Metter, daughter of a famous guy here in town. What's your dad's name?
Brent.
I always say Brent. I don't know why I say that. It's Brent. Anyway, thanks for coming in today. We got lots going on today. We had a great show yesterday with Russell Hedrick from North Carolina. He was on here talking about how you can, how he grew some 450 bushel plus corn.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's a lot of corn.
Yeah, it wasn't just throw seed out there and get after it.
It took him
a while.
We wish it was that easy.
Yeah. Let's check out some of the temperatures in the area. First of all, before I get to the temperatures, while I got the map up, the snow has melted somewhat in most areas around the Mesonet centers, and it looks like Arnett and Camargo or Mesonet centers are back up online today. Hollis looks like total accumulation of moisture in the last 3 days, 0.63 hundredths, how's that? 63 hundredths or 631 thousandths of an inch moisture. Mangum, 69. Hobart got a little over a half inch. Eric, same thing, a little over a half inch. Cheyenne looks like got so far, and the snow's not done melting by no means, and shows that Cheyenne got 0.34 inches of rain or moisture. Arnett, 0.2. Slap out 0.2, Woodward a little over a quarter of an inch, and looks like the big winner in our part of the state was Tipton, almost an inch. And then back in southeastern Oklahoma, where they always get the rain most of the time, inch and a half. So anyway, pretty good little snowstorm. We'll take it. Did you get some snow at your house?
Just a little bit, a few inches, about 5-6 inches probably.
Did you have to go help feed cows any?
I did, and it was a little slick. We had to shovel out quite a bit of snow out of our troughs.
Which yeah, but the good thing about it, when there's snow on the ground, your allergies aren't affected too
bad. That's very true. I do appreciate the moisture.
Yeah. So let's check out some of the temperatures in our listening area. Right now, it looks like Butler. You're the warmest in our part of the state at 43 degrees. I take that back and just update it. Mangum is at 47. Hollis, you're at 42. Arnett's at 40. The May Ranch in northern Oklahoma is at 42. And Fairview's at 43 degrees. Out here with my friends in the Texas Panhandle. Wellington, you're at 39. Dozier, you're at 40. McLean, you're at 37. Canadian, Texas, 41 degrees. And Miami is 39. So anyway, we'll have more weather coming up for you later on. So before we get into the ag stuff, tell me what happened Monday night.
Oh, yes. So a few of you may remember I was here about 2 weeks ago talking about our FFA project auction. Well, that happened Monday night at the Civic Center. And we had a pretty successful auction. We were very supported, I felt like.
And there were some of us that were upset that couldn't go, but we were hustling to get the cattle fed. And I apologize. I wanted to come.
Hey, cattle come first in this scenario.
Yes, it does.
Anyway, we had over $31,000 raised in the live auction.
That's good.
And around $900 in our silent auction raised. So
what was in the silent auction? I don't remember.
So a lot of our smaller projects that students built, like they could have baked something or made something, and it was just much smaller, and maybe they were a little nervous and didn't want to get up on stage in front of everybody. Nice. They can do a silent auction instead.
I got you.
So we did a silent and a live auction this year, which was the first time we've ever done that, I believe. And so we
sounded like it was successful.
We had a really great turnout. A lot of people there. We had some food. We had some hamburgers, homemade. There were so many homemade desserts. I wanted to try them all.
Did you try any?
I had some Sofapia cheesecake.
How
I had
that?
Like two pieces. It's amazing. Oh.
Did you dip it in honey?
No, you like, it's like layers. It's like a crust layer.
Oh, you don't need to dip it in honey.
Then your cheesecake on top, and then there's like some cinnamon and more crust. Oh, it's amazing.
Well, I know you told us about the picture you made.
Yes.
Or the photo you took out at the Taylor Ranch, and I hear through the grapevine it did really well.
It did amazing. I'm really grateful for the support.
Yeah, it did really good, and I guess you had requests for to make some more.
I did. I have
look
had
you,
several
you
people.
Look at you, you little entrepreneur.
They call me an artist, apparently.
Did you tell them you didn't paint that?
I was like, I didn't paint that. I took a picture of it. I can't paint to save my life.
Well, good. Well, congratulations to the Elk City FFA chapter coming up. And I showed you my schedule a while ago. How'd you like that?
Oh, yeah. It's a little much.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah, you and Jancy are going to be busy helping me those 2 weeks. So National FFA Week is coming up next month. And so far I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 schools signed up. We only have a few spots left. I'm waiting on some calls. And Kelton, Texas is coming. Sentinels, I think it's the first time for Sentinel to be here.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, and Arnett, their first time going to be here.
Yay.
So, yeah, so it's going to be cool. That's where you ladies are coming in.
Oh, boy.
Catch me up. I got in trouble last year. I'm not getting in trouble this year. No, anyway. Well, let's see what happened in the ag world overnight. Soybeans and grains were higher in overnight trading on continued signs of demand for U.S. agriculture products. Exporters reported sales of 130,000 metric tons of soybeans and 100,000 tons of corn to unnamed countries yesterday. Shippers also are required to report any sales of 100,000 metric tons or more. The USDA said on Tuesday that an unknown buyer purchased 130,000 metric tons of U.S. corn for delivery in the 2022-2023 marketing years ending on August 31st, and on Monday announced sales of 190,000 tons of soybeans to an unnamed country. Yesterday's announcement marked the fifth straight business day the government has announced large sales of soybeans and grain. It's pretty cool because they haven't been announcing a lot of them in the last month, so it seems like things are picking up. Still keeping a lid on prices is favorable weather in several growing countries. Rain is expected to expand tomorrow and even today and again on Monday and Tuesday in parts of Argentina, according to the Commodity Weather Group. Short-term stress is forecast to be limited to 15% or less of the South American country. Heat may return in here in a couple of weeks to northern Argentina. Precipitation is expected in parts of Paraguay and southern Brazil after a hot and dry pattern moved out of the area. In the U.S. Southern Plains, here we go, they're talking about us, in Oklahoma, Texas, and Kansas, where hard red winter wheat is overwintering, beneficial snow from 4 to 8 inches fell in the southeastern third of the region, as much as 3 inches of rain in the areas of the Delta, where soft red winter wheat varieties are grown. That likely will boost up crop prospects for overwintering wheat. Soybean futures rose 7.25 cents to 15.09¾ a bushel on this overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, and soy meal was up $3.20 to $4.68.70 a short ton, while soy oil added 0.39 cents to $60.93 a pound. Corn futures for March delivery rose 2¾ cents to $6.77.5 a bushel, Wheat futures for March delivery gained 2¾ cents to 744 a bushel, while Kansas City futures added 5½ cents to $8.48¾ a bushel.
That was a lot.
Anyway, that was a lot. Okay, that was overnight. Weather for today across our agriculture farming areas. Wind and winter weather advisories have been issued for much of the northern plains this morning, according to the National Weather Service. It's all moved out of here. Wind in part of the North Dakota will be sustained at 35 miles an hour with gusts up to 55. They can have all that they want. And eastern North Dakota and western Minnesota and a sliver of northeastern South Dakota, snow is expected late this afternoon and the evening, with 1 to 2 inches forecast for that area. After midnight, winds will turn northwest with gusts 40 to 50 miles an hour possible through Friday morning. Plan on slippery conditions, widespread blowing snow could and probably will reduce visibility.
Well, I can imagine.
Yeah, you could do. Yeah, it's going to get good. Okay, so I got a couple things I need to talk about, and I want to apologize to Mr. Gage Winters down in Altus, Oklahoma. I didn't catch it on Glenn's Facebook page. I didn't see nothing else on there. But anyway, congratulations to Gage Winters out of Altus. He got reserve champion lightweight cross at the National Western Stock Show in Denver.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So anyway, congratulations. And I'm sorry I'm 3 days late saying this. I'd never seen it. I've seen Gage at some of the shows here in Elk City.
Yeah.
And down at Hobart. So anyway, big congratulations, buddy. Good job.
It's a pretty big achievement.
All right. So there's this guy I know called me this morning before the show. And so I wanted to send out a big hello and thank you for listening to Today in Ag. Mr. Tony Dorrell, who farms and ranch north of Eric.
North of Eric.
Yeah.
I think I know that area.
Anyway, he's a big listener, according to secret informant? Informer? Anyway, thanks, Tony, for listening, and hope that makes your day getting your name out on the air. So anyway, also, there was no sale at Hobart yesterday, so I won't have any report on that. But coming up right after this break, Jill and I will talk about a guy. What was his name?
Gatlin DeBeer. I can't say his last name. I cannot pronounce his last name.
You're as bad as me, aren't you? So anyway, we're going to talk about him, but I do have your up-to-date grain prices and live and feeder coming up. And what else? I think that's it. And then Jill and I got a couple things to talk about with you today. So we'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with HiPro. For HiPro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
Once again, good afternoon. Great stewards of the land. Drew Cobb in studio going over your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, January 23rd. 1,647 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 381 brought 222. 6 at 562 brought 173. 40 at 684 brought 185.25. 56 at 883 brought 174.25. 61 at 919 brought 169.50. 40 at 959 brought 169.50. 60 at 988 brought 168.25. 6 head of heifers at 396 brought 200. 5 at 466 brought 175. 7 at 511, brought 176. 6 at 638, brought 162. 25 at 694, brought 155.50. 8 at 751, brought 168.50. 26 at 864, brought 164. Butcher cows were 10 to 95. Butcher bulls brought 51 to 108. Bred cows were 1060 to 1350. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To get signed, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. Good afternoon, great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, January 20th. 1,592 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 389 brought 250. 7 at 489 brought 203. 3 at 575 brought 182. 15 at 642 brought 185. 11 at 732 brought 174. 8 at 751 brought 177.50. 6 at 858 brought 171.50. 5 head of heifers at 434 brought 179. 6 at 488 brought 192. 3 at 525 brought 170. 10 at 550 brought 171. 11 at 620 brought 172.50. 5 at 734 brought 164. Butcher cows were 5 to 88. Butcher bulls brought 75 to 114. Bred cows were 650 to 1825. Pairs brought 1325 to 2175. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale is happening February 22nd at 12:30 at the ranch near Leedy, selling 152-year-old bulls. Sires include Deer Valley Growth Fund, Monin Dakota 2528, and Baldridge Alternatives E125. Several other sires represented, also selling commercial females carrying GC genetics. The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale happening Wednesday, February 22nd at 12:30 at Quartermaster Creek Ranch southwest of Leedy. You can also view the sale and bid online. For videos and sale information, log on to quartermastercreek.com.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Currently at Lipscomb, Texas. Have you ever been there?
I have not.
Okay, I have quite a few times. Temperature is 41, wind chill's 32 there. Humidity's 47. The winds are out of the northwest at 19 miles an hour with wind gust up to 23. Peak wind gust so far today is 27. Looks like you're sub-freezing minutes today. This is something that the Oklahoma Mesonet doesn't have. It tells you how many minutes of the day has been below freezing.
What?
I don't know. So anyway, 582 minutes if you guys really care about that up there. So, and your 8-inch soil temperature is 38 degrees. How about that? So anyway, we're going to give away some tickets today. Me and Jill are, or Jill and me, however you want me to say that, to the Chris Cagle concert at Sugar Creek coming up Saturday night. Ooh. Not too far away. Anyway, he's really good. I like him. We're going to give out one pair of tickets, and Chill's got the question.
Are you ready?
And which texter are we going to take?
Let's take two. Number
the
two.
The second one? All right.
Two's my lucky number.
Text line's at 580-225-9697, and this is an ag question. So what is
it? Yes, it is. What breed of cattle does the Taylor Ranch and Hudson Angus Farms raise?
You actually hold a straight face and say
I
that.
I did.
You did not, or I would have laughed. Anyway, that's the question. What breed does
cattle does the Taylor Ranch and Hudson Angus Farms raise?
Okay. Anyway, second texter. Anyway, it's already lighting up. Are you kidding? So anyway,
some
we already got.
I have no idea.
We already got a winner. So, oh yeah, they need to. I'm sorry, you guys are gonna have to re-text in. No, you're not. I'll text whoever that was that coming in. I needed you to text your name in too, so I can write it on the text.
That would be good to know.
Yeah, but I got it. I got it already. And also, I messed up the other day, people, because I hadn't asked you in a couple weeks. So if you want to be a member of the Today in Ag Crime Club with me, I told you to text in Today in Ag. And I was wrong. The keyword is Jimmy. So let's start all over. And if you want to be a member of the Today in Ag crime text group, text in Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y, and you should get a response that says you are now a member of that crime group. Anyway, so if you'll retext that in, would be huge. Man, you ask a question, you got like 15 texts automatic. Me, it takes forever for me to get it. Anyway, I can't, let's see, let me ask who this is. Hang on here. Come up with something to say why I text these people
okay,
back.
Well, we're going to talk about the Oklahoma Beef Council and what they're up to in the digital marketing world here in a little bit. And honestly, that's kind of my area that I want to go into at college. And for those of you that don't have TikTok, you're about to experience a little bit of the TikTok world. We're going to talk about it.
Boy, tell us about Daryl.
Oh, okay. So my generation, or Gen Z as we like to call it sometimes, is obsessed with this thing called TikTok every day, probably. And there's this guy, his name is Gatlin Dedeer, and he partnered with the Oklahoma Beef Council recently to engage with social media about agriculture. And so he's been sharing agriculture things on TikTok for a while now, and so the Oklahoma Beef Council decided to do a partnership with them. So for the first time, OBC engaged an Oklahoma social media influencer in a partnership to promote beef. Gatlin Dedeer created and shared 5 videos about beef and amassed 7.5 million engagements with those videos. Those engagements included likes, shares, comments, and 6.9 million video views. This is an effective way for Oklahoma Beef Council to reach consumers beyond our social media platform in a fun and engaging way. And so basically what he does is he makes really short videos. They're about a minute long. And he just kind of shares about small things about agriculture that people might have no idea about. So I'm assuming that in this video, and I tried to find it. I had a hard time finding it. I'll find it later. But I'm assuming he's talking about the logistics of beef and basically how the process works for most producers is what I'm assuming. But
yeah, I looked it up. I looked him up on TikTok. Yeah. Oh man, he's crazy.
Oh, he does all kinds of, he does the segment called Farm Stuff with Daryl, and it's like in that voice he'll start it. He's like, "This is Farm Stuff with Daryl."
Yeah,
it's so funny.
Yeah, he was out there with his grandma, and I guess that's his brother.
Yes,
and his brother is not his mom, but his grandma.
Yes,
and they're out there trying to push a pivot around.
Yes,
and it's a valley pivot.
Yes,
and so anyway, it was pretty funny. You have to look it up, Daryl. What is it again?
Farm Stuff with Daryl.
Yeah, Farm Stuff with Daryl on TikTok. Dude, it's hilarious.
I mean, he'll tell you about anything. There's one that's like, I'm going to talk to you about a grill guard on a truck. What is this used for? Because some people have no clue. Unless they're from the Midwest, they have no clue what a grill guard is.
No, they don't. It's a
or a cattle guard.
When I showed up at West Virginia to work there back in 2013 or 14, I had my big grill guard on the front of our truck and stuff, and people are looking at, what you plan on hitting, boy? So, anyway, thank you so much. Oh, here's your winner. Announce your winner.
Our winner is, and I'm sorry if I butcher this name. We'll just blame it on Jimmy.
Yeah.
Caleb Sorensen.
That sounds right to me.
Okay.
Anyway, he's won the tickets. I'll have your name on that pair of tickets after the show up front. Please stop by between this afternoon and tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock to pick your tickets up and enjoy them. And I think that's the last set of tickets I can give away this week because Drew looks like he's been busy. Thank you for all these people that have texted in Jimmy. So hopefully some of you guys that have texted in Jimmy, did you send me a back that you got this deal that you're now a member of the Today in Ag Crime Club and make sure it's working right. I butchered this deal the other day and I apologize because I want everybody to be a member. And I sitting there going, man, I had about 50 members and about 20 people text in Today in Ag and I didn't get any new members. So after more investigation, I screwed it up. So anyway, if you want to be a member of the deal, and I've only sent out one deal, and that was Hobart Farm and Garden. They got a deal going on the Series 54 AeroQuip headgate, and they still do. Go check them out. Tell them you heard it on the show, and I'd appreciate that. But just and then you'll get that text message. I promise you, I'm not going to send you out anything crazy, but Farm stuff with Daryl. you're trying to talk like
him. That's how he talks.
So it was pretty good. You guys will have to check it out. He's out there with the pivot. He's working in the shop, working on some equipment. I haven't got a chance to look at all the TikToks, but it's pretty good. It's just a way of life. TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. I know a lot of these guys still have flip phones that are listening. they have no clue what they're missing out on. But anyway, I got a couple buddies myself. So anyway, so let's talk about somebody you know real quick before we go to break. Want to? Since you mentioned him earlier, nobody did not get that answer wrong.
Well, that's good. That means people are educated about cattle.
Yeah. Anyway, coming up this Saturday, 1 o'clock. I think lunch is around noon. 1 o'clock, Hudson Angus Farms will be having their 10th annual bull sale. Do you know Bert?
I do know Bert.
Do you know Bert?
Yes, anyway. I do.
And they'll be having, 65 bulls and 20 bred heifers. And they were on the show last week, Bert and Joe was. And we had a good time on the show last week. Anyway, there's all kinds of things going on. Actually, inspection of the cattle starts today.
Oh, really?
Yep. So if you want to go check out the bulls, you can start doing that today. Auctioneers Dope Lambert and Sale Day Phones, Orrin Miller and Joe Sanders will be handling all those phone calls. And guess what? You get a volume discount.
Really?
Yeah. You get five. If you buy 5 to 9 bulls, 5%, 10 or more, 10%. And that's pretty good.
That
and plus,
pretty good.
They do. I don't think it matters what price the bull sells for, but I'm pretty sure they'll take care of our veterans.
Oh, yes.
Bert and Joe are really good about that, so they'll be doing that. That's coming up this Saturday. You don't want to miss out. Hudson Angus Farm 10th annual bull sale at 1 o'clock, selling 65 bulls and 20 bred heifers. And that's the bull sale I'm talking about. This is on the Jimmy's bull and female sale calendar that we have in Penny News today. They didn't even have a Penny News in here. Everybody took Penny News, a new one. It came out hot off. No, sometimes they don't have, we can't even get them here. They're so popular.
Wow.
So anyway, thanks again, everybody, for texting in. Angus was the correct answer.
I'm glad people know that. I'm really glad people know that.
She said, really? Yeah, I said, yep, really. We got a little fun on the show. Anyway, we'll come back. Well, we will talk about current grain prices and livestock, what the live cattle and the feeders are doing. And I got some reports on the peanut from the convention last week that none of my buddies went to and brought me a new harvester. So anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Mickey will go to bat for you. Anytime you've got a problem or, you know, a question, he's Johnny on the spot. If he doesn't know, he calls up higher to get it figured out. And we've got tractors insured, balers, combines, swathers, cattle, hay, home, anything you can think of, he's got it. And he's been called a few times. Mickey is really good about coming to see what you need. You know, he'll come to where you are to get your signature or go over something that he's run into a problem. You know, you can't beat that because we live 18 miles from his office. So it helps when he's willing to come to the house. He's done, you know, just whatever he needs to do, he'll be there.
I'm Jill DeRussia, and I'm a farmer and rancher in Southwest Oklahoma.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Beef is on the menu at Hudson Angus Farms. Their 10th annual bull and female sale is Saturday, January 28th at 1 p.m. at the farm west of Elk City. Selling 65 head of 2-year-old and 18-month-old feed intake tested bulls. Also selling 20 head of bred heifers and 16 head of bred second calf cows. To see the catalog and videos, go to their website, HudsonAngusFarms.com, or find Hudson Angus Farms on Facebook. The Hudson Angus Farms Spring Bull Sale, Saturday, January 28th. Lunch at noon, sale starts at 1 o'clock west of Elk City.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. And that's what we want. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference. Napa Auto Parts, 716 West 3rd, Elk City, Oklahoma. Napa know-how.
They're built better. They're tough. It's heavier steel, rubber flooring. They're framed in differently. Their tires come 18 ply. You could drive through a mesquite patch. These things are just built to use out in the thick of things. If you're going to catch a cow out in the middle of a section, you're going to drag a Hughes trailer out there to her. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We're going to have to get some more of those made. We say it was sung with Jimmy Clark and Jill Mather and in Jancy Ripetoe's, you know. She's at some kind of, not a convention. She's doing something for school today. But anyway, you know what any weather
is
like?
I wonder if it's that college fair. They're having a college fair for students at, I'm not real sure where it's at, but I know that some Elk City students are there.
Yeah, she said college fair.
Yeah,
that's what it was. I couldn't remember what. I was sitting here going, because you texted me about 3 hours ago, and I've read a lot since then. But anyway, what about any weather up northwest?
Let's look at Buffalo, Oklahoma. It's currently 44 degrees. The wind chill's about 36 degrees. Humidity is around 45%. Wind gusts are 23 miles an hour. And if you're like me, I don't like winds. So, but I live in Oklahoma, so I just learned to deal with it.
Yeah, it's part of life.
The rest of this week, it's looking like it's going to be in the mid-50s. But on Sunday, it's going to drop to 28 degrees. And Monday, 24 degrees. That's the high. It's going to be brutally cold.
And you know your dad's going to go make you feed.
Oh, yeah. You know. Anyway, this is roughly around the forecast for northwestern Oklahoma, northeastern Texas panhandle, maybe a little bit of southern Kansas, roughly. It's going to be a little chilly, and that wind is not going to be very nice to y'all.
Yeah.
I feel like we just got out of the cold. Like, why do we got to go back into it?
We've been lucky.
Yeah, I was like, it's been a nice January. It's been like 50, 60 degrees. I was like, man, I'm feeling spoiled.
All right, so I'm going to help maybe confuse people some more. on the text deal, a couple, 3 weeks ago when we first started this, or a month ago, this month, if you got a text the other day that says that you got on the shoot deal, you're in. It's the ones after that, like the ones I said earlier this week and the last part of last week, I said text in today in ag, and he was actually supposed to text in Jimmy. And so, anyway, just text in Jimmy. You'll become a member of the club. It's growing. if we get up to 100 people that are part of that, which we're close, part of that club, I don't know, something might good happen at 100 people. I don't know. But anyway, if you're in the club, yeah, if you got the shoot deal the other day, you're good. You're in. It said I messed up the keyword to type in. So anyway, and the major from Cooperton just texted in and said that he can confirm that Hudson Angus Farm does have a veteran discount on their bulls because he bought some.
Ah, oh, nice.
Nice job, Bert and Joe. All right, let's check out some grain markings currently. Corn, March 683, May 680, July 668. Soybeans for March, 1519. May is 1511. July is 1501. Soybean meal, 475.40 for March. May is 461. July is 451.30 a short ton. Soybean oil by the pound, March 6078, 6097 for May, and July 6082. Hard red winter wheat while we grow around here. March 866 up 23 today, nicely. And May is 859 up 21 or over 21. Oats are up a little bit too. March up 385. May is 377. Cotton, March 86 cents and May is 87. It's up a little bit. I haven't checked this in a while. But Sugar Baby, you know who Sugar Baby is down there at Dale High?
I don't know what Sugar, I probably should know it.
Yeah, I bet you know him. Brian Silk, you know him?
Oh, I know Brian Silk. I know all the Silks.
Yeah, I've nicknamed him Sugar Baby. And he got me in trouble when I first started on the show. Radio, I have radio, and all he has is a coffee table at the roundhouse at Southbound in the morning. So anyway, sugar is up over almost to 21 cents a pound. So he should be getting ready to harvest some sugar. Anyway, live cattle, February, 157.05, April, 160.85, June, 157.62, and August is 157.72. Feeder cattle for January, 179.57, March is 183.37, and lean hogs are for February are 77.07, the 3.7s. April, 86.97. May is 94.80. Anyway, so that's what it's looking like on the current grains and everything. Okay, one more thing. What do you got?
What do I got?
Oh, you was reading that Drover deal.
Oh, yeah.
And what was the deal on the Sam's Club?
Sam's Club Promotions generates $19 million in beef sales.
What'd they do?
Well, over the summer, Oklahoma Beef Council extended a national program with Sam's Clubs in Oklahoma that encouraged consumer shopping on Sam's Club app and website to purchase beef. This ad campaign drove $11 million in beef sales, a 16% sales lift. The return on ad sales was $27.45 nationally. In November and December of 2021, Oklahoma Beef Council extended the national beef campaign with Sam's Club and generated $8.7 million in beef sales, a 17% sales lift. This campaign encouraged shoppers to choose beef for their holiday celebration. The return on this ad was $41.72.
They did good.
They did really good.
All right. So none of my buddies went to the Georgia Peanut Farm show. Some of them, I got the results back. So anyway, the 46th annual Georgia Peanut Farm show was once again a huge success for the Georgia Peanut Commission. And when I talk about Georgia, Oklahoma, Texas, Alabama, big peanut states.
Mm-hmm.
And we have updates from Georgia all the time, so I put them out there. Peanut producers, industry leaders, and exhibitors flocked to the University of Georgia in Tifton, Georgia on Thursday, January 19th, to learn about the trends affecting one of the state's top row crops. It's not one of Oklahoma's top row crops, but Caddo County here and Beckham County are two of the biggest peanut growers in Oklahoma, and I know they are. 100 exhibitors, so you guys that didn't go to Georgia last week missed out. They had quite a few attendees, and Joe Potifer, chairman of the Georgia Peanut Commission, discussed the event. And anyway, the hot topic this year, and I don't know if any of it happened here in Oklahoma on the peanuts, this year was a tomato spotted wilt virus. It's a disease that impacted much of the peanut crop produced in 2022. USDA specialists provided talks to help growers manage it, specifically with Peanut RX. This year marked the 10th time the Peanut Farm Show was held there at the University of Georgia. And anyway, so there's lots more to come out. I'm sure Tyrone will have some more stuff coming out on the tomato spotted wilt virus, and we'll go from there. Well, anyway, when we come back, we'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast, and she's going to talk about orphan calves.
So much fun.
Oh, I know. Anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
We had commercial cattle, and as a commercial producer, you're always looking for a place to buy bulls that are going to work well for your program. And as we struggled to do that, we decided to raise our own. And so we started producing the traits that we were looking for to buy in bulls. Lori White, B&L Red Angus, blredangus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Beef is on the menu at Hudson Angus Farms. Their 10th annual bull and female sale is Saturday, January 28th at 1 p.m. at the farm west of Elk City. Selling 65 head of 2-year-old and 18-month-old feed intake tested bulls. Also selling 20 head of bred heifers and 16 head of bred second calf cows. To see the catalog and videos, go to their website, HudsonAngusFarms.com, or find Hudson Angus Farms on Facebook. The Hudson Angus Farm Spring Bull Sale, Saturday, January 28th. Lunch at noon, sale starts at 1 o'clock west of Elk City.
DJ's Rentals and Sales in Elk City is celebrating 35 years in business thanks to you, their loyal customers. Bobby and Trish invite you to help them celebrate all year long. Stop by every chance you get. They look forward to seeing you. DJ's Rentals and Sales on South Main in Elk City, where they rent most everything and sell new mowers too. See all they have to offer at DJsRental.com. That's DJsRental.com. And be sure to check out their ad in each week's Penny News.
America's beef producers have the best product in the world. From a backyard barbecue to a gourmet dinner at a 4-star restaurant, if American beef is on the menu, you're in for some good eating. Our local beef producers raise a great product. As a financial institution, we're proud to be a part of it. Stop by and see us. Let's talk.
First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. Together we grow. Online at fnbec.bank.
Great news, folks. Ron Hayes here to let you know SEI Agritech in Elk City is now your Livestock Nutrition Center dealer. This is better quality feed and minerals for your cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. Plus, at SEI Agritech, you can buy everything from bulk to 50-pound bags. Call or go see SEI Agritech today about your feed and mineral needs. Their number, 580-225-0317. 580-225-0317. Better feed, better results.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Oh, yeah. I didn't mess it up this time.
Oh,
I have my numbers of members are growing on my text line, so I guess I did good.
That's good.
So if you didn't catch it earlier in the show, I messed up earlier in the week when I asked if you wanted to be a member of the Today in Ag Text Club, and it's a partner crime is what it is. But anyway, I said to text Today in Ag to the text line here, so it is actually text Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y, to 580-225-9697, and you can become a member. You still got the mezzanette up over there? You want to do the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for me?
Oh, yes.
Pick a town in southwestern Oklahoma or Clinton.
Southwestern. Would it be appropriate if we just picked Hobart?
No, it rhymes.
Hobart?
With the Hobart Farm and Garden weather forecast, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
We'll go with that.
Yeah.
If it ever loads.
Oh, it grew two numbers by I said that.
Wow.
Yeah.
In Hobart, it is 47 degrees with a wind chill of 40 degrees. The wind's blowing out of the northwest at 16 miles an hour. The humidity is about 45%. And again, it is going to get cold on Sunday and Monday, like 30 degrees. Not as cold as northwest Oklahoma.
Well, it's always colder up there.
I know, but it's still going to be pretty cold. Yep, and it's looking like tomorrow's going to be about 53 degrees. Saturday is 58, about 12-mile-an-hour wind both those days. So good forecast for the next 48 hours, and then it's going to go downhill.
Yeah, it is winter, and probably people are calving. You guys calving?
Yep, we are. We're getting close to finish. We're on the downhill slide.
Well, speaking of calves, have you ever had to raise an orphan?
Yes, so my brother and I, about a little over a year ago, at one point we had 3 bottle calves.
Wow.
It was a lot. He would take the morning shift, so he'd get up like at 5:30 in the morning before school, and he'd take the morning shift, but I'd help him in the evenings. And technically, they were his calves, not mine, but I'd help him out a little bit. It's a lot of work.
Such a sweet sister.
I try. I try to be a good sister most of the time.
Well, there's a person that you've actually met from OSU's got an article on it.
Yes. So, Rosalyn Biggs, I read an article about her. I think she wrote it the other day or something. I don't even remember where I found it, but she's an Why does it say it like that? Oh, okay. Yeah. Let's start over.
Yeah.
Oklahoma State University, State Extension Beef Veterinarian. There we go. I was like, that's a mouthful right there.
Yep.
So she talks a little bit about raising an orphan calf. It can be time consuming and may require additional expense. Calves may not be thriving at the time they are orphans, so managing health and nutrition can present challenges. And believe me, those challenges are mighty.
Yeah.
High
maintenance.
Oh, very. They require a lot of attention.
Yes.
And they usually get pretty attached to you. They come running.
And you don't get attached to them.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
They're like big puppies. That's what they're like. They really are. So an orphan calf's nutrition looks like this. Age has a significant influence on the nutritional considerations for an orphan calf. High-quality colostrum should be fed to calves that lose their dams at less than 24 hours of age. Producers should not wait to administer colostrum if there is evidence the calf is not nursed. Beyond the first day of life, calves need 10 to 12% of their body weight in milk per day. A good rule of thumb is that 1 gallon of milk equals 8 pounds. Feeding multiple times per day from a bottle or bucket are both options. However, nursing from a bottle closely mimics the nursing of the udder, which when they get the hang of that bottle, they suck that thing down about 2 minutes. And then they'll sit there and they'll be like, okay, where's more? Like, can we get seconds? Like, is that an option?
Yep.
It's kind of funny. The quality of milk replacer is critical, and the calf should be consistently fed with the same product. Milk replacers should, at a minimum, be at least 15% fat and 22% protein. Milk should be at 101 to 105 degrees Fahrenheit when fed. Within the first week after birth, offer a calf starter ration of pellets or other creek feed along with high-quality hay. And that's what we do. I mean, after you can get them off that bottle as soon as possible, better, and they can start eating.
It's a lot easier.
Oh, man, it makes it so much easier to feed them. So once the calf is beginning to consume 1/2 to 2 pounds of dry feed daily, slow bottle weaning can be initiated. Unlike in dairy calves, best results are seen if a beef calf is fed milk for several months. At 8 weeks of age, the calf's weight should have doubled since birth. Fresh water should be always available. Water buckets, bottles, and feed pans should be regularly cleaned and sanitized. And if you're like me, that's the least favorite part is cleaning those bottles.
Yeah, I know that they do. They do. They can get some stuff from. Clean bottles are very important.
Yes. It's not fun to clean them, but it's essential.
Hot water is very essential.
Yes, hot water. And when you're making those bottle caps, it's very important that you get the water not too hot. You want that water lukewarm.
Right.
Because that's going to mimic what a cow would provide.
Yep.
So if it's too hot, they're not going to really like it that much. They might take it, but it's not going to be delightful for them. So that lukewarm water is pretty essential.
Well, I'm starting my project this weekend. I got a guy going to help me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting some of these chemical totes, and I'm cutting a door in the front, leaving everything else alone, and we're going to insulate the inside of it. And then all it's going to take, I learned something after 60 years last year. I learned something that was very important. And this is my opinion. It doesn't mean that what you're doing is wrong or right. So don't take it. I'm telling you, this is my experience. So we had a calf last year that we had warm blankets on, had blow dryers blowing underneath the towels, and because his mama had him in the ice, and then went off to eat. Oh. So anyway, we named him Charlie. And matter of fact, I took him through the drive-up window at Brahms. He wouldn't order, and I was trying to make a TikTok, and the guy at the drive-up window, he wasn't playing along very good. My calf wants something. Can you ask him what he wants? And he just looked at me and he wouldn't say nothing. But anyway, so that wasn't no fun. Anyway, so we had towels on him, had him laying on towels, trying to just get him warmed up because that's the most important.
Oh, yeah.
And we've had people, you know, you dip them in your bathtub and warm water. But I learned something from Dr. Mouse last year. And bam, it works so much faster than dipping them in the water and making a mess and other stuff. Is put them in a containment where they have to breathe hot air.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can put all the heat on you want on the outside, even though they're babies. That doesn't mean their internal organs and all that stuff is getting their back up to regular body temperature.
Right.
So anyway, 6 hours, me and Steve messed with this thing. Called Taylor. Man, I don't want to lose this baby. And because I'm partial to my babies. So I took her down there. Hour later, Taylor texts me and the calves walking around in the vet deal. I was like, what the heck? Anyway, she showed me what she was doing. And put them in where a small contained area where they have to breathe really hot air. 100 degree plus hot air.
Mm-hmm.
And once they get to breathing it, bam, it's just a miracle. You know, and the water deal works and all this stuff, but I'm trying to simplify my life.
Yeah.
So we're going to take these chemical totes, cut a door, leave it on the frame, and cut a door in the front. And I'm probably going to use an old belt for hinges, you know, just to keep the door shut. But all you got to do is pull up a heat lamp into the cap opening on the top and keep that heat lamp. And then shut that door, and it's going to be insulated, and it should have 100 plus degree temperature in there in just a matter of minutes, and the calf should be done. And then once that calf comes to life, man, you're done. You don't have to keep it in there. This
that
is just
nice.
This is a save your calf kind of deal. Anyway, so I'm making one for Taylor, maybe two.
That's exciting.
And I'm making one for me, and we're going to spray the insulation on the inside. And I think it'd be cool. Probably won't even need to have the insulation, but if you got them outside and not in contained inside of a barn or something,
yeah.
I think it's going to be.
Especially if that wind's blowing. If the wind's blowing, oof.
Yeah.
It'll get them.
Because my calving season down south is in full swing. 8 babies, 8 bull calves. So, anyway, I'm doing good. I did good last year.
That is good.
I got the right genetics going.
Okay.
I didn't even check the EPDs on this bull I got. I can tell you it's out of the Simmental bull called High Caliber.
I don't think I've heard of that one. I don't know much about Simmentals.
So we should ask people on the Simmental today. So what do you got going on in FFA right now? Anything important?
Our big next activity that's coming up will be in FFA week, which is late February.
Right.
That last week in February.
21st?
Yeah, yep. I believe like that 21st through the 28th of, not 28th, yeah, 28th.
20th.
Yeah, something like that.
Yep, it's February 20th. Yep, what are you guys planning on doing?
So Monday, that Monday is President's Day, I believe.
Yes, it is.
So we will do flags that morning all around town. So if y'all ever see an American flag in Elk City, in Elk City Limits, that is put out by FFA members at 6 a.m. in the morning. And so we go out and we put out flags and then we pick them up around dusk roughly. And so we do that on national holidays like President's Day, 4th of July, Flag Day, Veterans Day, the important ones. And so we do that about 7 times a year. So we're doing that on Monday. We got something on Tuesday, but I'm not real sure. But
check that out.
Well, I can't see that far away.
You can't see that baby calf in the floorboard?
Aw, he's cute. I like his little white face. Yeah, so FFA week, that's about it.
Okay. So I guess we'll see you again next week.
Yeah, I'm down.
All right, cool. Come back in. All right, thanks for joining Miss Jill Metter with me today. And we'll see you guys tomorrow. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.